This is like buying Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft stocks in 1997.
Imagine getting in on the tech giants that rule the world before anybody had even heard of them. Well, this opportunity comes around once in a generation.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is presented by TauStats.
TauStats is the leading BitTensor explorer, where you can buy, sell, and stake your BitTensor.
TauStats is also the number one spot where you can learn about and trade BitTensor subnets.
If you're looking to maximize your APY with BitTensor subnets, then TauStats is a place you need to check out.
To learn more about TauStats and check it out, go to the link in the description.
By speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about an opportunity that comes around once in a generation. We personally think this is like getting in on tech giants like Apple, like Amazon, and like Google, and like Microsoft, all the way back in the 90s before anybody else knew about them.
Okay, the generational opportunity that presents itself right now is artificial intelligence. But let's be real. I would say 99% of people have missed that boat. Look at NVIDIA's chart right now. That's sitting at a $2, $3 trillion market cap. That is not going to do another 2x or even 3x or anything of that sort. If anything, it's probably going to come down from here. You've probably missed Google. So what do we want to be doing? We want to be looking at undervalued AI companies that can do the same thing that what we were referring to was the Microsofts, the Googles, and the Amazons in the internet heyday back in the 90s.
100%. So if you look back at what happened with the internet bubble back in the 90s, you can look at the old school leaders like Cisco, like AOL or Yahoo. These companies had valuations anywhere from 200 to 500 billion, but they didn't end up leading the internet bubble. So what we're saying today is, look, you don't want to invest in the quote-unquote AI leaders now, which already have peaked out valuations that could come down when the competition comes through. The whole point of this episode is to find the next wave of AI leaders, the ones that might have valuations right now around 2, 3, 4 billion, but could potentially go to 500 billion or 1 trillion. We don't want to invest in the old school leaders that have already seen their runs. We are personally looking for the next wave in AI, and that is the once in a generation opportunity.
Okay, look at this. Amazon IPO'd at 300 million. Where did it top out at? Now at $2 trillion. That is massive. eBay IPO, 700 million, peaked out at 27 billion. Google IPO, 23 billion, point multiples and tapping out at 2 trillion. So in this episode, we're going to find a project or a company that is doing the exact same thing as these guys and could end up being a world leader.
Now, of course, none of this is financial advice. This is just our own opinion on the market and how we are personally managing our own money. You guys need to do your own research because investing is risky. There's no guarantees of any financial gain. Now, having said that, this is where we are putting our AI bet. This is our largest AI bet. This is what we think could do that 100, that 1,000x. Because if you're looking for the next Amazon of AI, the Google of AI, the next NVIDIA, you know, like the next NVIDIA, I think the number one company that we need to be looking at is the decentralized version of Bitcoin for AI, and that is BitTensor.
All right, so most of you should already be familiar with BitTensor and the ticker TAU. Essentially, what BitTensor is doing is it is monetizing intelligence, and the more that you contribute to the overall network, the more you are rewarded in a TAU token. What makes BitTensor so special is that under its blanket are a bunch of subnets. Right now, there's somewhere around 128. These subnets, you can view them as little AI companies. And these little AI companies all specialize in something different. Some of them specialize in sports betting. Some of them specialize in futuristic drug discoveries. Some of them specialize in predicting the price of Bitcoin moving forward. What they all do is they make breakthroughs and they share the breakthroughs with the rest of the other subnets that exist. Now, these subnets are really special because a lot of them trade at really small market caps. So if you're looking for what is the next Amazon or the next Google or the next NVIDIA, this could be where those breakthroughs occur. These little AI companies known as subnets.
100%, because, you know, if you're investing in BitTensor, the token Tau, it already has, you know, a valuation of 2, 3, 4, 5 billion, right? So while we still think that is very, very undervalued because we think this could go to 500 billion or more as a global leader, if you are truly looking for these diamonds in the rough with tiny microscopic market caps of 3, 4, 5, 10 million, 20 million that you can see that 1,000x from, again, nothing guaranteed, not financial advice, that is where you're going to find that in the BitTensor subnets, because each one, if it really catches on and proves itself and its technology is globally adopted, that's where you see that insane asymmetric bet. And that's why subnets are something that we need to pay attention to.
Okay, well, why not just invest? I think the question I'd be asking myself right now as a retail investor is, why not just invest in an AI company versus investing in a subnet? Well, there's a few reasons. The first one is liquidity. AI companies are completely illiquid. You have to wait years for an IPO before you can get anything in return. With subnets, it's on-chain. It's fully liquid. You can stake and unstake at any time. You cannot do that if you try to participate in an IPO of an AI company. The second one is valuations. So we alluded to this earlier. AI companies, a lot of them are already worth $10 billion. OpenAI, $500 billion. With subnets, the value comes from the Tau rewards and the subnet tokens. It's often a bigger risk-reward ratio here for anybody getting involved in the subnets. Access. AI companies, only VCs and elite institutional investors get in early. You have to be an accredited investor. If you hear about the next big AI play and it's going to hit the stock market, how are you going to get involved? You can't. But with subnets and Tau stats, you can actually jump on to these subnets and it's open to anybody who holds Tau. And that's what makes it so revolutionary.
Yeah, here's the thing about BitTensor subnets, right? This is still very early stage companies. And you might ask yourself, well, if they're also great and also revolutionary, why are the valuations so low? And I think you hit the nail on the head there, and it's access and liquidity, right? It still requires a few extra clicks to bridge your BitTensor onto, you know, your wallet, and then invest in the subnets. You have to do individual research into multiple subnets, a lot of which are very complicated. You know, these aren't meme coins. This isn't a dog with a hat. This is a revolutionary AI company that is doing decentralized cloud or decentralized weather predictions or decentralized prediction models. It all kinds of insane things, right? And I think that is the barrier to entry for a lot of people. The liquidity just hasn't arrived en masse yet. But that is where the value opportunity lies. That's why I say this is an asymmetric risk. Because if you manage a portfolio of potentially 20 to 50 subnets, and half of them or more go to zero, but you only need 2, 3, 4, or maybe only even one huge winner, huge runner to 100x or 1,000x, that is where you are going to make life-changing gains in subnets. So the time is now to do your research. That's why we say Tau Stats is the best place to go to. And again, this isn't financial advice. There's no guarantees that these subnets are going to work out, but this is an asymmetric opportunity.
And I just want to highlight, Jolly and I were getting involved in the BitTensor ecosystem, you know, two to three years ago when it was trading somewhere around 30, 40 bucks. It was a very convoluted and complex way of purchasing Tau and staking it. But the rewards are there for those who put in a little bit of work. There's now some one-click solutions that are going to start bringing some liquidity from Ethereum and Base via TauFi, and that's going to make trading a lot simpler. So the same way you access and use Uniswap for Ethereum, you're going to be doing the same thing for, and eventually the masses will figure this out, you'll be doing the same thing for these subnets. So I think to the untrained eye, basically these are basically people who are uneducated on subnets. Maybe they think that there's little adoption, little capital, or lots of uncertainty. But there's some subnets out there that are seeing really insane traction and they're trading at like $2 million, $5 million market caps. I think when people start to figure this out and the liquidity starts to flow in as, you know, people like you and I start to educate the masses on it, we could see a big influx. Like taking Dippy AI, a subnet 11. So this is an AI friend that cares about you. And it just, so basically it's like people are looking for a friend. It just crossed 8 million users. This is an AI platform on BitTensor. You won't even know that it's running on BitTensor's subnet. Then you have something like Shoots, Subnet 64. It's an open alternative to Google and Amazon. It's 90% less cost than using the cloud computing from Amazon and Google. They just crossed 400,000 users this year. So these subnets are seeing some crazy adoption, and it's only a matter of time before they make their way into the masses.
100%. Some other subnets that we really like that we've talked about in the past and we are still extremely bullish on would be maybe a subnet 68, Nova. Meta Nova, it's DeSci. They're using the insane BitTensor AI algorithm to speed up drug discovery for new trials and new drugs. I mean, traditional drug discovery costs over $1 billion and takes 10 plus years with a 10% success rate. Meta Nova speeds that up at a fraction of the cost, leveraging the BitTensor algorithm. Then we have some other subnets we like, such as Proprietary Trading Network, Subnet 8. That's Taoshi, one of the best Bitcoin price prediction bots there is. There's things like Subnet 41, Sports Tensor. We're big sports betting guys. Sports Tensor is leading the pack, one of the best companies out there that's predicting the outcomes of sports games. We're huge weather guys, right? So we like AI weather. Well, that's Subnet 18, Zeus. You name a use case for AI, there is going to be a subnet specifically focused on that. And that's why in every single corner of the subnet ecosystem for BitTensor, there is potential value. So you need to be locked in.
Now, this might sound complicated to you guys. And, you know, like I said, Jolly and I have been researching the BitTensor ecosystem and the subnets for many years now. So where are some of the best places that you can possibly go to discover, you know, what these subnets are doing and and maybe stay up to date with BitTensor because it evolves so quickly? Well, first of all, our YouTube channel and our X accounts are number one because we've been putting people onto this ecosystem for years now. And it takes a lot of time and information going through all that information to bring it to the masses. We are OGs from the get-go, I'd say. But another couple places I think I'd check out is taostats.io/subnets. You know, that's where you can go and check out each individual subnet, the miners, etc. Pretty easy. And another one I really like is the tao.apps/explore. Basically, that gives you access to seeing, you know, how much liquidity is currently staked to root, how much of the liquidity is allocated to subnets. You can see trading volumes. That is a really handy website that I personally use as well.
Yeah, 100%. A few more, like more official stuff. There's bittensor.ai and also learnbittensor.org. They have subnet directories and all the official documents with subnets, emissions, validators, miner roles. We also like Yuma Group. Yuma Group has all the access to subnets. We do a lot of staking. So if you're always looking for different APYs of staking, there's a few resources there. Honestly, I agree with you. Taostats has basically everything you need.
And the most recent, I think, way of learning more about BitTensor is the Revenue Search podcast hosted by DSV. That is a very valuable resource. And basically what DSV is they are a BitTensor subnet hedge fund. This is the first hedge fund focused solely on BitTensor.
Yeah, this is extremely interesting and something new that's come across our plate. And it speaks to basically the strategy I was just talking about. So DSV is a BitTensor exclusive hedge fund. It started with about $1.5 million fairly recently. And they are using the strategy that we were just talking about. They are investing in subnets via OTC deals and market buying. They're finding the best and highest performing subnets with the newest and most innovative AI tech. And they're buying up their subnet tokens in bunches. Yes, you know, not all their investments are going to work out, but if they put their $1 to $2 million into a bunch of subnets and a few of those subnets do a 50 to 100x, well, these guys are going to be extremely rich. And I like the fact that they're doing like long-term positions via OTC because a lot of these charts are, you know, the liquidity isn't massive right now. So securing their long-term position via OTC, I think is pretty sweet. And the thing about BitTensor subnets is there is a lot. It is constantly evolving. Subnets are being kicked out and added. They're going to be expanding with more subnets. So even for us, look, this is our full-time job. Crypto is our full-time job. It is hard to keep up with BitTensor subnets. And then all the other altcoins we're trading and charting and that. That's what DSV is great because they are a hedge fund specifically. This is their full-time thing. They are looking at subnets. They are actively investing in trading, buying, and selling subnets. So that's why if people want to, you know, leverage BitTensor subnets but don't want to do all the work, they can go to DSV and invest their money through DSV and let these guys do all the grunt work.
Yeah, look, these guys are pumping $100,000 in OTC into multiple subnets. But recently they highlighted one a little bit more and it's up like 300% over the last month. So if you can kind of follow along what they're doing and see where this money is being poured into, they made a $200,000 OTC investment into Subnet 62 Ridges. But then they also made a $100,000 market buy as well. I find that very interesting because most subnets are putting 50 to 100. They put 300K plus $100,000 market buy as well. That subnet, like I said, it's up 300% over the last month. So pay attention to what these guys are doing. They also provide a lot of, like you said, really high quality information. I think tailing, maybe even tailing what they're doing a little bit could help a lot.
Yep.
But yeah, pretty interesting for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to learn more about DSV, the BitTensor Exclusive Hedge Fund, check out a link in the description of this episode.
Yeah, look, AI is the next generational opportunity. And in our opinion, our opinion only, it's BitTensor and the subnets. If you guys like this episode, make sure to give a like and a comment and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.